Roger, that KO4NUE with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So the other thing I was going to tell you was I put in a 220 radio, and I got it out of the box and got it here in Ham Shack, and got this nifty little manual with it and a programming cable. And, you know, first thing out of the gate, well, I don't need that programming cable. I can program this radio. It's not a problem. Yeah, right. About 2 hours later, it's Chinglish. Chinese and English, can't understand it. You know, pictures help me. But when, you know, when the pictures don't even look right, no way. So after giving up on the manual, I decided, okay, well, let me see what I need to do with this programming cable. So this was my first introduction to Chirp. And, you know, after I got the software down, and, you know, it's kind of Chinglish too, but I got it figured out, and got 220 up and running, and I got to be honest with you, I'm kind of liking that, I hate 440, I hate it, but this 220 is pretty nice.
I've not had experience with 220, and really there aren't that many 440 machines around in this area. They're all over the western states, but their topography is different, you know. 2 meters is very successful in the mountains, but anyway, that's good. And I was, you know, this... I know it's not the right word, but this simulcast that we did at the Thermal Belt Club did recently, we heard what it sounded like, what the 220 repeater that we were going through, what that sounded like, and that was great. That was great. So you liked the maybe the particular radio, the 220 radio you have?
How do I say this? So, I am not good with numbers at all. I'm a machinist, for goodness sake, and I just, you know, that sounds awful, but I just am not good with numbers, and the higher the number, the more difficult it is for me. It's something in my brain. I don't know what it is. You know, I can, you know, the lower numbers, lower frequency. But when you know, I get up into the 440 range, it stops making sense. And why is this offset? Well, you know, it's an offset. And you go through this thing, Chad, it's just an offset. Put the offset in. And I ended up having to write the input down and then subtracting the offset. And I get the numbers wrong. And then I'll go back to repeater book. Well, the repeater book says the input's this, the output should be that. And, oh, well, I made an error here with subtraction. And it's just... it's a nightmare. So, I just, you know, I can stick with lower numbers. 80 meters? Oh, I'm a whiz at 80 meters. 3.915. That's easy. 443 dot blah, blah, blah? Mm-mm. No, can't do it.
I get a seat of the pants understanding of that. So, that just means... I know what you mean, and I suppose I took a lot of math in high school, took a lot of math in college, and there's no reason why I should have done well at it, except Donna's very good at math, and she helped, and And then I had teachers who spent extra time because I was just hard-headed, you know. They spent extra time with me. And every time I think of that, I think of how I really would never have gotten a degree. I would never have finished college had it not been for one professor, a math professor, who took extra time, who met with me at a fast food place for breakfast on days where we were going to have class together. He met me for breakfast, and we went over what he was going to, you know, in a special way, in a concentrated, and he got to understand what my problems were. I had never known anybody to take that kind of trouble. And so I just have to, every once in a while, when it comes my chance, to mention the kindness that he laid on me, I just have to say it. So there we are, one more time. Anyhow, I'm taking too long. Don't know if there's anybody else listening, but there's one thing I wanted to mention to you. It involves you in a little bit. So I started putting down a reminiscence, you might say. Other people might call it a log, but the nets that I check into, I'll record something about it. And for the Blue Ridge Net, it's, of course, what I usually do, just, you know, who was the net control and how many people checked into that net. But on yours, I've written down things I want to remember. And tonight, you'll understand what I mean when I say that this is what I wrote down to remember about tonight. If it's in the way, just run over it. That's what I remember about tonight. I have a few of these little gems. Chad, thank you again for calling the net. And just want to say one last time that if Gary is listening, we are all thinking about you and have you in our prayers, sir. You'll get real good and better, okay? Chad, thank you for stepping in tonight. And I'll turn it back over to you. This is KK4JBQ.
Appreciate that. I'm glad you wrote that down. So I'll leave you with this. Dad, I don't know how. Dad does not. When I'm on the Bobcat, I have to really, really focus on where he is. Because if you get in a blind spot, you can't see him. And I, you know, fuss at him all the time, Daddy, you know. Because you have to shut the machine, just let it idle down until I can see him. And then I'll tell him, Daddy, you got to stay in my field of vision. And, you know, 5 minutes later, he's in my blind spot again. So last year, oh, about 2 years ago, I guess, when Meemaw was still alive, she busted a water line up at the home place. So we took Bobcat up there. And we found a leak. And I took the bucket to expose the line. And he gets in there with a shovel. And, you know, and I tell Daddy, just move out of the way and let me get the bulk of the dirt out of the way. It's 45 seconds. He's back in the hole again with the shovel. And finally, I just, after about the fifth time, I just said, hey, I'm done with this. So he's standing on a hole with the shovel. I just lowered the bucket about hip high, and I just kind of eased him out of the way a little bit, just kind of pushed him out of the hole. And it's a minute later, he's back in there with the shovel again. So it doesn't matter, you know. I just either run over it or push it out of the way. And he knows that I'm just that way. Kind of slows me down a little bit, and I get a little frustrated. But at any rate, nice talking with you, Larry. And you be safe. And it's nice hearing from you tonight. And again, Miss Donna, if you're listening, hello to you, ma'am. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, with that, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard? Have I missed any stations for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. That's it for tonight. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net. And it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.